Savitri, Book 11, The Book of Everlasting Day, Canto 1, The Soul's Choice and the Supreme Consummation, pages 680 through the bottom of page 681. In him, the architect of the visible world, at once the art and artist of his works, spirit and seer and thinker of things seen, Virat, who lights his campfires in the suns and the star-entangled ether is his hold, expressed himself with matter for his speech, objects are his letters, forces are his words, events are the crowded history of his life, and sea and land are the pages for his tale. Matter is his means and his spiritual sign. He hangs the thought upon a lash's lift. In the current of the blood makes flow the soul. His is the dumb will of atom and of clod, a will that without sense or motive acts, an intelligence needing not to think or plan. The world creates itself invincibly. For its body is the body of the Lord, and in its heart stands Virat, King of Kings. In him shadows his form the golden child, who in the sun-capped vast cradles his birth, Hiranyagarbha, author of thoughts and dreams, who sees the invisible and hears the sounds that never visited a mortal ear, discoverer of unthought realities, truer to truth than all we have ever known. He is the leader on the inner roads. A seer, he has entered the forbidden realms. A magician with the omnipotent wand of thought, he builds the secret uncreated worlds. Armed with the golden speech, the diamond eye, his is the vision and the prophecy. Imagist casting the formless into shape, traveller and hewer of the unseen paths. He is the carrier of the hidden fire. He is the voice of the ineffable. He is the invisible hunter of the light, the angel of mysterious ecstasies, the conqueror of the kingdoms of the soul. A third spirit stood behind their hidden cause, a mass of superconscience closed in light, creator of things in his all-knowing sleep. All from his stillness came as grows a tree. He is our seed and core, our head and base. All light is but a flash from his closed eyes, and all wise truth is mystic in his heart. The omniscient ray is shut behind his lids. He is the wisdom that comes not by thought. His wordless silence brings the immortal word. He sleeps in the atom and the burning star. He sleeps in man and God and beast and stone. Because he is there, the inconscient does its work. Because he is there, the world forgets to die. He is the center of the circle of God. He is the circumference of nature's run.